Triple M's Ruin Dits for Breakfast for Distinctive Homes, the affordable boutique builder. Get in touch with the sales team today. distinctivehomes.com.au.
Hey, if ever you listen to the Rush Hour in the afternoons, they use the word family a lot, you know. They always want the family. Yeah, we're all tight knit. We're all together in this and, you know, we're all on the same page. Apparently we're not.
There's a little bit of a wedge getting
there. I think so. I thought we were a team. But have a listen to this. This
our
is good.
Our boys, our Brekkie Show boys, they're being just a little bit reactive at the moment, Judge.
I like it, Burn.
Friday morning last week, I heard on some audio from the Triple M Melbourne Brekkie Show.
Yes.
They were absolutely tipping on us South Australians, and it made me angry.
It did, Friday afternoon,
rightly so, we covered it, and this is it. They had a crack at our great West End draft. Now, I was brought up on that,
and that is
mother's milk.
There you go.
So, Eddie, get stuffed with that too.
1-3-5-3. Respond, Adelaide. Respond to those Victorian flogs. The graffiti capital of the world. It's dirty and it fair dinkum stinks.
Give me some ammo because I'm going to go back at him.
Luke Darcy.
I want to hear from everyone.
Come back again, Luke Darcy.
Yes, Bird. Very well spoken by both of us.
Yes, so, Bird.
Topic covered, I would have thought.
Done. Lock it away. Yes,
done.
Sir.
Move on. Next.
What's happened?
Right. This is what the Brekkie boys have gone and done Monday morning. 3 days later, Jars.
Why is Melbourne crap? God, where do we start? Where do we start?
1-3-3-5-3. Give us a buzz. Have a crack at the Victorians. 1-3-3-5-3.
They would have got no callers because we got them all on Friday.
Earth to Doris.
Well, I must admit,
two knuckleheads in the morning, honestly. They don't read any papers.
They mustn't. I forgive Dits because he is in love. And when you're in love, your judgment can be clouded and your mind wanders. Whoa. Remember this?
Yes.
Professor Spurrier, can I say, I think you've been absolutely outstanding.
Oh, no.
And you've been in charge.
He's
and
in
as
love.
I said, I really, really mean this sincerely. You've done an incredible job. And
to it.
I hope you get a good long holiday at some stage. You'll need a break, I think.
The flirt. Time to be proactive, boys.
Yeah.
This reactive shit off. Otherwise, my lawyer will be in contact.
Oh, no.
Is that the boy with the P plates on? Bernie. The boy just started in radio.
L's.
Hey, L plates.
Not even 6 months.
Telling us.
They're starting Bernie's presuming something.
Bernie is presuming something here that we listen to their B-grade show.
I'm nearly in bed by the time they're on. What time is it?
If I'm not asleep at the start of the show, I certainly am halfway through it.
What time are they on? 7 to 9?
Oh, it's changed a few times. They've been shuffled around a bit. I'm not sure. They get shuffled around.
3 to 5, 3 to 4 to 6, yeah. 5 to 7:30. Yeah.
I listen when Kennedy Malloy come on. I'm all over that.
They'll be on just before Luke Boner soon. Anyway.
Keep trying, Burn.
Yeah.
The two childish blokes that form the rush hour in the afternoons.
Yeah, they're picking a fight. Surely they don't think they can win.
They had a crack at us for stealing ideas. They reckon we took, you know, one of their ideas and 3 days later went on air.
How you hate Victorians.
Yeah. Gee, that's new, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's original.
That hasn't been going on in State of Origin for 40 years.
Nah. Do you think Bernie and Jars have ever stolen an idea or plagiarised?
Now, that's a good word. I actually, you know, I struggle with big words like plagiarism and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I reckon they're pretty close to the mark, aren't they, at the moment?
So they've had a go at us for stealing an idea, which is a big accusation.
And Bernie's been having a crack at you for being in love with Professor Nicola Spurrier as well, Dits.
But he might be on the money there.
not his job to point it out.
Has Bernie stolen, you know, an idea or two along the way, do you think?
Well, I tell you what, I'm no lawyer and, you know, I'm no Dennis DeNudo, but I tell you what, set up this picture between Billy's bake and Bernie's beef for us, please, Dits.
Yeah. All right, let's just have a listen to this.
I'll tell you whose time it is to go. All your jokes. All of you. I've got you all in the gum. Listen to this. Temptation Island.
Stop
piss
it.
Off.
I'm sick of watching TV.
And that's why we get this.
Lowest.
And everyone's surprised.
Isolation. Jim, old Wilbur Brownless is not meant to be locked up.
He's got a 3-week ban.
Not one girl has rung you in 2 months.
Shut up, Jim, you weird head. kicking freak. And I was at that game and the umpire was a bald-headed freak. It's as simple as that, Jim.
The AFL, you've gone too far.
Jim, shut up.
It was never Jars and Bernie. It's always been Bernie and Jars.
I'm going to lose it completely.
There's no bloody I in team, you head wobbling snob.
You've already lost.
Jim, shut up.
Stop it.
So let's just look at the not only stealing the idea, the technique. I'll tell you, I'll have a go at my co-host.
Oh. Poor old Wilbur's been doing all the heavy lifting. Oh, no. While you've been taking selfies in the Maldives, stupid backflips. Jim, you can go and get But I'll tell you what else is annoying me, Jimmy boy.
What's that?
Co-ed, co-ted, co-ved.
You mean COVID-19.
Do not interrupt me!
Oh, and has Bernie done anything like that?
Oh, no.
You had all day to think about your intro and you started with good morning. And we're on 5:30 till 7. It's after lunch. Do your bloody homework. My name is Bernie. Bernie Vince, in fact.
Jeez.
Get it right. I'll work with you. You're a knob until you get my name right. I cannot work with your mouth.
Look, no similarities whatsoever.
This case is building beautiful. Oh, the lawyers are just starting to get in the queue here at the moment, aren't they?
Yeah. What about, as I said, I'm finding it difficult to really marry the two up, but Bill walks out, for example.
Wild and Jim's
What have we done? He's cracked it out.
He walked out.
What did Bernie do?
Bernie wouldn't do that.
Why do you agree your favourite show's Housewives of Orange County? I'm talking to you. I'm out, done.
Oh, no.
Oh, he didn't walk out.
He didn't walk out.
Oh, no.
I couldn't have predicted that was going to happen. Not in a million years.
No.
Oh, and where does Bernie live? He's in Melbourne.
Yeah.
Is that where Billy's Bake is?
Oh, get out.
You're kidding me.
Get out.
On Triple M.
Yeah. Hell.
He's dug deep. Who would have thought? He's done some research.
Who
he's gone really wide to get that. He didn't get it from the other side of the world. He got it in his own state, his own station.
Anyway, we rest our case.
Ooh,
Ruined gee. It's on Triple M.
Come back, boys.
Ruined It's here on Triple M. Roo, we like to think we're a family, we're a team here at Triple M, but the Rush Hour boys have broken the code.
Well, they started a war.
They've started a stoush.
They probably shouldn't have, to be quite honest.
It's a fight they can't win.
And they've been embarrassed a little bit, haven't they?
Mm.
I mean, yesterday we did expose Bernie for just ripping off Billy's Bake.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Listen to his
response.
It's
completely different. I personalise it. I write it myself as well. He gets his written for him.
Yeah.
And it's only once every couple of months whenever someone will write it for him. Mine's once a week.
Yep.
It's got a sponsor
correct,
too.
Burn, so bring, which you got.
Big sponsor too, Country Living Homes, which I went out and sourced. Yeah. But I think I've given Ditz too much credit over the years, Jazz.
You have.
I have.
This is the same bloke that falls asleep in a creek bed at Arnold.
Hang on.
Well, because you're trying to get in touch with nature, you wanted to have a look at the stars one night. You can't have a crack about that. And Bernie knew a lot about Billy's Bake for someone who, you know.
Reckons he's never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Yeah, he knew everything about it.
Can I make another comment? Sorry, totally unrelated, by the way, but I just thought it was a fair opportune time to raise this. I just want to say to you, congratulations, well done on you being on the front page of the Advertiser yesterday.
Well, I was just trying to help the industry, yeah.
It was good to see a Triple M personality on the front page of the Advertiser for the right reasons.
Oh, what are you referring
to? No, nothing at all.
What are you referring
to? I just wanted to say.
Is that a swipe at Bernie or Jars?
Oh, no, neither. Well, you know. Oh,
that
well
is
who's been on the front page of the paper?
Oh, that's a low blow, but this is what happens when you start a fight. Gee, did.
By the way, Bern, because he went on to say, he goes, well, I'm on air at the same time. Have a listen.
Well, one thing is, Jazz, we've got what we wanted. We've actually got them off their arse and they've started to prepare segments for their show.
Good
and
boy.
We've had a win, Jazz. That's all we wanted to do. If you listen to back what I said, start preparing, not reacting.
Do the homework.
Proactive, not reactive. So they've finally done it.
Okay.
But
they've attacked you. Yeah.
They've attacked me, all right. First of all, they said something about me having L plates on or P plates on. What do you do with L platers on the road, Jazz?
Well, you give them a bit of respect. You go around
and you keep clear of them. Why are they engaging with us if I'm an L plater?
Yeah.
No, you don't. No, you give them like a bloody kid. Massive yeah. mouthful when they can't Correct. See you do it.
When they stall at the lights.
And you go, gee, who taught that kid? I wouldn't want to be in that car,
Spot
would you?
Spot on.
Yeah, so Ben, you are in that category, my son.
So would you argue in that partnership that Jars is the experienced radio person? So Byrne is learning from Jars. Is that what we're saying here?
Yeah, that's a risk. Ooh. That's like having a dodgy, driver. You know, the learner driver, isn't it? The one that gets done for corruption or something. Anyway, keep going, boys.
And just a final thing, Byrne sort of went on to say, well, I'm on at the same time as, you know, the rush hour in Melbourne, so how could I ever have listened to Billy's Bay? Because fair to say, Byrne, there aren't things like podcasts.
Oh, podcasts.
No. And, you know, websites and, you know.
Social media.
Social media. There's none of that. So no way in the world you could ever have.
Wouldn't have heard of
Billy. I'm sorry I accused you of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's just calm down. The uprise is coming, my friend. Just watch. Okay. There's some big changes coming. All right, Byrne, that's all I'll say.
Is that okay?
All right. Those who live in glass houses should not throw stones. You with me?
I'm with you.
And if anyone's plagiarising, it's ruined Dits or family, should I say, Harry and Lloyd.
Some little filly break your heart?
No, it was a girl. Breda Belcher.
I thought we were going to be together forever.
She give you any reason?
Yeah, I called her up. She gave me a bunch of crap about me not listening to her enough or something. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention.
I'm happy to be
Harry and Lloyd for breakfast.
Now, Harry and Lloyd is the two people in Dumb and Dumber. Now, I'm quite happy to be compared to Jim Carrey. One of my favourite movies, Dumb and Dumber. But
Given them far too much oxygen.
I think they're putting the white flag up.
We've given them too much. Mm.
Things are getting back to normal, even if ruined its art. So now's a great time to order your new home while things are quiet in the industry. Get in touch today at distinctivehomes.com.au.